Is grit overrated? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Marcus Creedy, assistant professor of psychology at Iowa State University, explains why this secret of success may not be all that it's cracked up to be.
Grit is defined as a personality trait that reflects both perseverance and passion for a particular goal. It's often described as the secret to success and a better predictor of performance than other variables such as intelligence and admissions test scores. But all the enthusiasm for grit is really not warranted. My colleagues, Michael Tynan and Peter Harms and I, combined the findings from 88 different studies of grit, representing over 66,000 people, to see if the accumulated scientific literature supported all of the hype. In combination, this data tells us that grit is not a very good predictor of success at all, certainly far worse than many other known predictors, and that grit appears to simply be a repackaging of another personality trait, conscientiousness, that we've known about for a very long time. Importantly, grit does not tell us anything about performance that we did not already know from conscientiousness. It's perhaps a sexier title, but it's nothing new. Perhaps not surprising that grit has generated so much attention because it's a simple and relatable concept. Over the past decade, we've heard a lot about how critical it is that children, students, teachers, soldiers, spelling bee contestants, and employees exhibit grit in order to be successful. There's even growing enthusiasm for incorporating the teaching of grit into school curricula. Based on our analysis, educators may want to focus less on grit and rather focus their often limited resources on other more important areas that we know help children and adults succeed, such as the development of effective study habits and study skills, reducing test anxiety, helping students adjust to new environments, and improving class attendance.
That was Marcus Creedy of Iowa State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AACNU, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good. 'Cause you got-